So the question that Robert posed to me was, or the statement that he posed to me that caught my attention was, I just worry that I'll be spending so much time embedding the wrong things. That's why I want to meet with you more often. Now, of course, I'm glad to meet with him more often, but that statement brings up a point that I actually run into more often with swimmers. This fear of spending time doing something that's wrong, you know, imprinting the wrong pattern. So I want to break down that statement and bring some relief to you, bring some encouragement to you that you don't have to worry as much as you think. So first of all, let's look at the wrong thing, imprinting the wrong thing. If you're viewing your swimming as a purely binary issue, it's right or it's wrong, then it puts you in a difficult situation for practice, because then the only thing that's acceptable is perfection. But really, when we stop and we think about it, nobody's perfect. There is an ideal that we're aiming for, right? You may see your favorite swimmer example in the water in a video and go, hey, you know, that's perfect, I'm gonna do that. Well, it's better to look at it this way. Well, as we know, that if you look at several swimmers who are allegedly the ideals, we know that there's variations between them. So which one's right? Which one's more correct? Well, correctness depends on the context as well. It's like, well, what's the event the swimmer is swimming? What's the intention behind swimming? What's the energy plan? Do they want to be exhausted? Do they want to feel great? Is it leisurely? Is it competitive? Is it long? Is it short? There are, on the fundamental aspects of the stroke, there is a variation that we apply according to the actual event. And then, of course, once the swimmer has mastered fundamentals that all human swimmers should be emulating, then there are individual considerations on how we vary pieces of the stroke based on your own body. Now, that said, going back to this idea of the ideal, let's think of it instead of terms of right or wrong, let's think of it in terms of a bullseye. And in the center is the ideal. And as you move away in concentric circles, you get further away from the ideal. But on either side of the bullseye, there is a form of exaggeration or error. You could err on this side of the ideal or that side of the ideal. So every swimmer that comes to us and needs improvement, needs a correction, is like seeing arrows placed all around on the target. Maybe some of them even missing the target completely, but none of them are hitting the bullseye. But if I've got an arrow, some piece of a swimmer's technique that's way over here on the left side, far away from the ideal, I'm going to apply corrective focal points to help bring that swimmer closer to the ideal. I'm not really expecting that if I just give the swimmer the focal point, they'll instantly hit the bullseye. It's very unlikely that that's going to happen. But what I am looking for is that as the swimmer takes that focal point, they're going to be hitting the target closer, inching their way closer towards the center, the ideal. Every once in a while, I give a focal point to a swimmer, or a swimmer takes up a focal point that they've read or watched in a video, and they actually overshoot the target. They somewhat are too zealous in their application or misunderstanding it, and they kind of shoot to the opposite extreme. So there's many examples, but like, for instance, having somebody put your head in a neutral position. Well, the swimmer lays it down into neutral, but instead of it being relaxed, they're like, hey, they're so concerned about it being straight that they actually keep excess tension in the neck, kind of like holding the head rigid in that neutral position. So yes, the head is in the correct position, but it is being held there by their own muscle strength instead of it just resting on the support of the water in a weightless way. So that's an example of overshooting the target and solving one problem by creating a new one. So that is a concern, and so we do put out effort, and I put out effort in my live teaching and in the blog to explain the purpose of these focal points so that the swimmer understands how to use it in an appropriate way and doesn't create a new problem when they're applying it. So, but most cases, swimmers are taking up a focal point that they've learned and starting to practice it, and it's taking them closer to the ideal, not further away. And that's really what I would encourage you to think about. Work on your skills and try to just be better at it today than you were yesterday. You know what you have in your mind, the ideal that you're aiming for, and you're making your best interpretation of what that is. So you just work on, okay, yesterday it felt like this, and I think it should feel better like this, and so I'm gonna try this thing today. And that's what you work on. And that process will generally lead you in the direction of making it better, of moving towards the ideal. Now, of course, you will come, hopefully, periodically back to check in with your coach and have a visual checkup. And then the coach will say, hey, you know, hey, I noticed that you've made progress. It's gone from where you used to be to where it is now. Good job. But here's some more. Here's ways that you can make it better. Or here's a way that, yeah, you've done this correctly, but then you've got this off a little bit. So then the coach is not telling you you're doing it wrong. They're just helping you retune your aim. So now you're from your current position today, you're now aimed at the ideal from that position. Hopefully that makes sense, using that image of a bullseye and picturing your practices taking you closer towards the center, and sometimes in a slightly meandering path, right? You're aiming for the center, but you go off a little bit to the top of it or a little bit to the bottom. Sometimes you're trying and you overshoot the target a little bit, but you're still generally getting closer to the center. Now, that is addressing the point of, is it right or wrong? No, is it better? Is it better than it was before? That's the point you want to keep in mind. And your intuition, your understanding is going to generally take you in that direction. And that's, of course, why it's good to have an occasional coach checkup. Now, the concern of, I'm going to be spending all this time embedding, let's just focus on that, embedding a skill. That right there is a skill in itself. Just the fact that you're training your attention to focus on a particular part of the body, that you have placed an intention in your mind about what you're going to do, what you expect to happen, that itself is a strength. That's a skill. So let's say even if you are practicing the wrong thing, just the very fact that you're practicing in a mindful, a focused and intentional way is building up your ability to make changes happen inside your body. So that when you first came to your first lesson, first time learning how to practice in this mindful way, you weren't very strong, you weren't very good at making changes in general. But as you practice this way, it's getting better. You're getting more used to, okay, I have a picture in my mind of what I want to do. I have a focal point. I'm getting signals from this part of the body. I'm sending commands to this part of the body. You're able to hold attention on that part of the body longer than you've ever had before. As that's getting stronger, that's to your advantage. So even if you came to a practice later on, and the coach sees you, he's like, oh man, you know, I see what you meant, but you kind of got the wrong idea. Hopefully this will mitigate and lower the sense of disappointment, because now when the coach gives you a correction, say, hey, now try this instead or make this fix, your ability to affect that change should happen so much faster now. It won't take as much practice. Also, the fact is that as you're making all these refinements globally, all over in your stroke, things are just getting closer to the ideal. So the changes that you have to make are not going to be as drastic in the future as you've been making these gradual changes all over. And as pieces of your skill get better, individual pieces of your skill get better, they start working better together. And so then when you're trying to make a change in a particular part, other parts of the stroke are in better position to support it, so that also helps your improvement go faster. So if that makes sense to you, which I hope it does, that just the fact that you're practicing in an intentional, mindful way is making you better at making changes. Now, I need to bring up one other point here that I point out to some swimmers that I sense might be vulnerable to this. When you first come to your lessons, you have a certain kind of discontentment. You're like, hey, it's the thing that got you there and said, I need a coach to come help me make changes. So you come with this sense of something's wrong and here's where I'm at and I know it's not very good and I need to make it better. You have a certain level of awareness. Let's say you have 20 units of awareness and your skill is at like 5 on a scale of 100. And through the course of some lessons, your skill moves up to a 20. You get so much better. I mean, that's a 400% increase. So 5 to 20 units. Now, your awareness was at 20 units, but we educated you and we showed you and you started to understand, your awareness shot up to like 50, 60. Your awareness went way up. See, your awareness was increasing at a much higher rate than your skill was. But the fact is, your skill was improving, and you should be excited about that. You should be really pleased with that. But if you instead are focused on the gap between now, you see so much more as possible, and your sensitivity to little details has increased so much, and your appreciation for how things are supposed to work together has increased so much, now you could be vulnerable to a greater level of disappointment or frustration because you're not achieving these much higher standards that you've now acquired because of your initial education process. So I call this the awareness gap. Your skill has increased, but your awareness has increased so much faster and so much more that you actually can feel discouraged, even though you've made so much progress that you should be proud of. So I want to warn you against that as well, so that when you are practicing, that appreciate the increased sensitivity, but day to day, keep your attention on, keep your sense of accomplishment based on objective and subjective measurements of what is actually happening in your stroke. How is it better from yesterday to today? And if you're keeping a training journal and you're recording, hey, how did it feel? And what did you focus on? And how much more quickly were you able to get into that higher standard in this practice? And or how much faster you'd be able to swim? Or how much longer you were able to swim? These are the things that are really going to tell you where your progress is at. But as you practice more and more, like a Jedi Knight, your awareness of what is possible should be increasing. And use that as a guide to help you focus on smaller details, but don't base yourself emotionally, your emotional sense of progress on that awareness, because it's just way outpacing our skills, myself included. So I appreciate my awareness, but as I'm getting older, I realize, and normal life has all these setbacks in it, and maybe I get knocked down from training a little bit, or I have a little thing I've got to deal with, or whatever. I just stay focused on, how can I be a better swimmer today than I was yesterday? How can I be a better swimmer at the end of practice than I was when I started practice? And in this way, I can keep my sense of expectation and a sense of accomplishment more appropriate to what's actually going on today. Does that make sense for you? It's all right. So keep that bullseye in mind. Think in terms of, am I making it better than it was yesterday or better than it was an hour ago? So you're moving towards the ideal, but don't be hung up on making it perfect. Just try to set appropriate attention in your mind and aim for that appropriate intention today. And then realize that every day you're practicing is money in the bank. You are getting stronger at affecting change. And that is so valuable because that's not going to serve you only in swimming. That's going to serve you in all other pursuits of life. So anywhere else that you need to develop skill, anywhere else that you need to develop or maintain neural fitness and health to ward off all of those mental diseases in older age, this is the act that helps stimulate brain growth and brain cleansing and brain health, is just the act of making intentional changes to the brain. And so we're doing this every time we're in the pool through our neuromuscular and our mental and our emotional training. All right? So take those ideas. Please be encouraged. And I look forward to seeing you if we can work together in person and giving you some improvements on what you're doing. But please don't be discouraged. Be excited that you are making progress every day.